heated debate going on behind closed doors in Washington right now, and it's about Afghanistan, whether or not we should speed up the pace of troop withdrawal there. That's what the President Obama's national security team is considering. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, though, is weighing in from Afghanistan, and he's not buying it. Joining us now, David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. You can hear him every Monday on the Washington Report on New York Public Radio's WQXR. So, David, who are the people who are arguing for a sped up or escalated troop withdrawal in Afghanistan?
Well, we know some of them, Celeste, and we don't know who some others are. The most prominent one who has argued for a faster drawdown is believed to be Vice President Biden, who you may remember in late 2009 was opposed to the surge, the 30,000 troops that President Obama announced in December 2009 that he was sending. When the president made that announcement, he said that troop strength of 30,000 would only be there until July of this year, 2011, and that when that moment came, there would be a drawdown depending on conditions. The speed would depend on conditions. Well, we now know they've expanded the conditions and that some who are arguing or we expect will argue in favor of a faster drawdown say that everything from the budgetary concerns to the killing of Osama bin Laden should argue for a faster drawdown.
And we have Defense Secretary Robert Gates weighing in from Afghanistan saying, you know, you can't pull troops out of Afghanistan based on cost. But he is the departing Defense Secretary. Is he in a difference of opinion from the incoming Defense Secretary?
Well, we haven't heard yet what Leon Panetta, currently the director of the CIA and has been nominated to succeed Mr. Gates, what he believes on these issues. And one of the reasons we haven't heard from him is that the CIA director is supposed to report on intelligence but not take a position on policy. And this is the ultimate policy position. What we do know about future Secretary Panetta, currently Director Panetta, is that he's a great enthusiast of the use of the drones that have been used in Pakistan. Now, their utility in Afghanistan in this kind of fighting, and particularly for holding territory, may be limited. So we don't know what he believes.
But the president, when he suggested, when he gave that large speech justifying the troop surge in Afghanistan, he said that they would evaluate the position, as you say, those conditions that he was looking for have changed. But, I mean, what was the president's position on whether or not we should speed up troop withdrawals? Has he said anything about that July deadline that would make us think he may have changed his mind?
The only thing that he has said publicly, Celeste, is that there will be withdrawals beginning in July. But we don't know what the size is. You know, if he was going to do a small down payment on it, it might be just a few thousand, and you'd bring out support troops, you know, cooks and people who are doing maintenance and so forth. What the argument that the military has made is keep enough of a force around for the next fighting season against the Taliban. And, of course, the fighting season is the spring because the winter's it's very hard to move in Afghanistan. Well, that would mean doing a very small drawdown through this calendar year and a much bigger one at the end of the spring next year. In other words, just around this time next year. I suspect that what you're going to see is that the president will adopt a strategy similar to what he did in Iraq, which is to say he will set a date by which time the 30,000 surge troops have to be out. That would leave still 70,000 American troops in Afghanistan. And then he will say, I'm not going to tell the commanders how to pace this. That's going to be up to them. That's what he did in Iraq, and he said they had to have 50,000 out by, I think, end of last year, and they made it.
But I think we're speaking with David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for the New York Times. I think, David, that we've all been surprised over the course of President Obama's tenure in the White House at how often he takes advice from Joe Biden very, very seriously and considers it with a great deal of credibility.
He does. But remember what happened in 2009, Celeste. It was Gates, Secretary of State Clinton, and the military leadership arguing for a significant surge. And Biden, along with some of the political advisors, including Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, who's now, of course, left and has since been elected mayor of Chicago, arguing for just a very small counterterrorism and training force. In that case, the president sided with Gates and Clinton and not with Biden. Now, there are some people in the White House who believe the president's view has shifted more toward the Biden approach in the past year or so. But that remains to be seen, and the telling will come right here as this decision is made in the National Security Council between now and basically the last few days of June.
Is this turning out, David? Does it seem to you that it's becoming a little bit of a gulf, a large divide? Are these sort of heated debates? Do you get that sense?
I do get the sense that it is going to be fairly heated. Now, debates in the Obama White House tend to be polite. Remember, he prides himself in being no drama Obama. But at the same time, I suspect this one is going to be heated.
We're speaking with David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times. You can hear him every Monday on The Washington Report on New York Public Radio's WQXR. His article appears in The New York Times today. David, quick question, completely unrelated. We have our summer book club coming. What are you reading this summer?
Oh, you know, I'm right now deeply into the new Henry Kissinger book on China, which is great. It's not light summer reading.
No, that is a tome.
You know, every summer one has to choose between reading books you want to read and meeting a book deadline of your own, and that's what I'm facing this summer.
Well, if you're reading Henry Kissinger's book, good luck writing your own. That thing is like a doorstop.
Yeah.
David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for The New York Times, does The Washington Report on New York Public Radio's WQXR every Monday. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Celeste.
That's part of our summer book club. You can check out the details for it at our website. But looking ahead to tomorrow's show, we've gotten a tidal wave of responses from listeners whose homes are underwater.
My name is Jeffrey. I'm Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We've been in foreclosure for 2 years on a house that's upside down, owing $358,000 on a house that's worth $180,000 now. And we're unable to get help from anywhere. The bank will not help us. The government won't help us. So we're forced, basically to walk away. The American dream. Gotta love it.
We want to get more of your stories. Are you in foreclosure? Are you possibly going into foreclosure? Give us your story, 8778-MY-TAKE. And we talked about the ties between foreclosure and unemployment. We have a lot of listeners who are making those connections themselves. We're going to talk more about it tomorrow. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry will be back tomorrow. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.